In the middle of your busy holiday schedule, let me commend you for setting aside a half hour to join us for this Thursday edition of Insight for Living. We know you won't be disappointed as Chuck Swindoll presents a brand new mini-series designed to help us fully celebrate the joy of Christmas. In a moment, he'll conclude a message introduced earlier this week. We're in the first chapter of Matthew, and Chuck titled his sermon, God Chooses His Servants. Okay, we often hear from grateful listeners who tell us how much they appreciate hearing the sacred music from Stonebriar Community Church. So we're beginning today's program with a special treat. Chuck invites us to slow down, take a deep breath, and enjoy these soothing moments of spiritual reflection. This traditional favorite is called Sea Amid the Winter's Snow.
Thank you. Wasn't that magnificent? Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. I hope you haven't had so many Christmases that the significance of it is no longer significant. I urge you through this week, unique that it is, because the end of it, we come to the day itself. On the day we remember our Savior's birth. And I know there are more things to do than just sit around and meditate. But I do hope that each day you'll take 30, 40 minutes just to be quiet and let the wonder in. Our lives can rush by at such a pace we do miss much. And God gives us on occasion even a calendar to bring us almost to the climax of the event itself. But you must have the personal discipline to set aside those moments just to be quiet. Turn the TV off. Set aside all the other stuff. And just think. Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Charles Wesley put it in these words, we are often lost in wonder, love, and praise. May this week be at least partly that experience for you.
You're listening to a special edition of Insight for Living, celebrating the birth of our Savior. To search the scriptures with Chuck Swindoll and to follow along with today's message, be sure to download the Searching the Scriptures studies by going to insightworld.org/studies. We're in Matthew chapter 1, and now the message from Chuck titled, God Chooses His Servants.
Joseph, we read in verse 20, considered the words of the angel in a dream one night when the angel spoke and said to Joseph, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Afraid of what? Afraid of what people will say. Afraid that she's been disloyal or unfaithful. Afraid of anything, any doubt that will come into your mind. Put it aside. Don't be afraid. Because the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son. You are to name him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. Joseph had been well taught as well. Now it all fell together. And talk about what a great man he was. Look at the end of the chapter. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. And took Mary as his wife, but did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. I'm telling you, that is some kind of a man. You know what's interesting about Joseph? Never again is there any reluctance. Once he becomes convinced, that did it. From that moment until the birth, he is all for it, all in favor of it. The tongues of all the neighbors hardly penetrated for a moment. Joseph was determined to see this all the way through. He knew what Isaiah had written. He just never linked that to Mary. Once the angel said to him, this is of God. The one within her womb is of the Spirit of God. That was all Joseph needed to hear. That did it. That solved it. Never feared that she was lying. Never thought such a thing any further ever again. Never touched her intimately throughout the early months of their marriage. Not until that baby was born. That is one strong guy. One godly, committed follower of the living God. You know why? Because of what he thought about God. God knows what he's about. He's at work. And of all things, he chose the one that I'm to marry as the individual who is to bear his son. What a privilege. We're often challenged to believe God against all odds, like Mary and Joseph. And often we must stand alone in the midst of it. We're often unable to explain why God led as he has led. All we know is that he has. And here we are today, amazed to see the Lord's hand over the passing of years. And let me add this, we are often among those most amazed at the way we have been used. Mary and Joseph are included in all the above. You know what I think of it, the image I have in mind? Like an enormous hourglass where the grains of sand wind up passing through a narrow neck in that tiny point of the hourglass and then fills out below. Here we are moving in God's direction and in God's plan right down to this very date, this day. Mark this day. Right here we are. God has been at work moving. He knows what he's about. Changing things, leading things, altering events, bringing tests, blessings alike. What he takes or what he gives us shows the Father's love, so precious, says the old hymn. Having had things taken, having had things given, we are brought to this very moment. Now let me address you who've never met the Savior. You're right there. You know what you thought when you came to this place today? You thought you were just showing up. Just maybe someone invited you or a family or a friend, or maybe you came on your own. And here you are. And up until this moment, you never realized you're part of an hourglass. You never realized the hand of God in all of this. Think back over your life. And you've come right there. You've come to this moment of decision. You didn't just happen to show up any more than that couple in that car happened to drive into that ravine. Any more than Mary, busy about her chores, happened to be the virgin chosen. Why? Since eternity past, it's been unfolding. When you grasp this thought about God, it will revolutionize both blessing and testing. It will. You'll remove, along with the word awesome, though this is an awesome thought here, you'll remove the word accident from your vocabulary. With God, the unfolding of the plan is a sovereign arrangement of things so that he and his inscrutable way of working brings us to this point. Now, our problem is we get too analytical. As one of my mentors used to say, we try to unscrew the inscrutable. We try to overanalyze how all of that worked together. Don't waste your time. That's God's business. All we know is we are here at this moment, and a decision must be made regarding Jesus Christ. Bow your heads with me, please. Right now, just close your eyes. I want this to be the moment that will never again be duplicated in your life. When you came to realize that God knows what he's about in my life, that he has set the hounds of heaven after me, and I now find myself right here at this point, on this day, at this hour, facing the reality of his offer of eternal life. And I've never responded before to him. Today I respond. Today I acknowledge he has stayed with me and stayed after me until this moment arrives, when just as he spoke to Mary and then to Joseph, one of them while she was awake, the other while he was asleep, one visibly, the other in a dream, but both received from God's messenger his plan. Perhaps I am that messenger in your life today. What a privilege to fill that role. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. You come to Christ today, you will experience a Christmas like you've never known before, because you will realize it isn't just about gifts and trees and beautiful flashing lights and songs and carols and gifts. It's about Jesus, alive and at work within, because he was born to be your Savior. Right where you sit right now, simple prayer. Lord, I don't understand a lot of this, but I understand that you are speaking to me about my need for the Savior. Thank you, Father, for accepting me just as I am. I trust in Jesus at this moment. I give you my life to do with from this moment on as you please. Thank you for coming into my life, forgiving me of all the things I have done wrong, and accepting me into your family. If we can help you in this journey in any way, that's why we are here. Connect with us. Let us know. We'll help you on your way. Now let's pray. We bow before you, our great God, and we acknowledge that the best things we've ever considered have been our thoughts of you. And they made all the difference in the world. We realize today that you really do know what you're about in the selecting of your people. How grateful we are to be one of them by your grace. Help us in our journey to lay aside the struggle and the resistance and the fight that's often been a part of our response to you. May we acknowledge that you have first place in everything we do from this day on. May we please you, just as Mary and Joseph followed through without reservation or hesitation, rearing that son and releasing him to fulfill his mission. May we spend our days, Father, with that kind of commitment to your will, now that we have met you and heard from you regarding your delivering us from a life of sin and failure. Bless in a very special way these days leading up to the day we remember the birth of Jesus. May they be meaningful, significant, comforting, and encouraging. In the name of your Son, we pray these things. Everyone said, Amen.
Joseph and Mary's story provides a beautiful confirmation of God's sovereign plan. You're listening to a special edition of Insight for Living, featuring the Bible teaching of Chuck Swindoll. This message was titled, God Chooses His Servants. If you missed any portion or you want to listen again, you can download the audio file at insightworld.org. With Christmas Day right around the corner, most of us are in over our heads trying to get ready for the holiday weekend. In the rush, sometimes it's easy to become distracted and miss the whole point. We've set aside several minutes at the close of today's program for Chuck to bring needed perspective, so please keep listening. First, I'll remind you, though, that time is running out to request your copy of the featured resource for this month. On recent programs, we've had the privilege of hearing the live musical performances of the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra, like the selection we enjoyed at the beginning of today's broadcast. In a moment, I'll explain how you can receive the entire one-hour concert on DVD. It's called Let Earth Receive Her King. It's intentionally designed to help your entire family remain focused on the centerpiece of the Christmas celebration. Chuck?
From the day of his birth until now, men and women have overlooked the magnificent moment when Jesus broke into world history. Why? Because they've lost perspective. Take, for example, Caesar Augustus. Remember his story? A proud Roman politician, Caesar decided to fill the empire's coffers through taxation. So he ordered a census that required everyone to return to and register at their hometown. I mean, can you just see how proud he was? Yet, unbeknownst to Caesar, this census set a young couple on the path from Nazareth to Bethlehem. You see, Caesar thought he was running the show, but he was actually a pawn in Jehovah's hand. For through that edict, the prophecy came true. In Bethlehem, in an animal enclosure, behind an obscure inn, Mary gave birth. When she and Joseph stared into that baby's face, they were looking into the eyes of God. For a child is born to us, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So we read in Isaiah 9:6. Caesar completely missed the miracle. Even today, Jesus gets overlooked by believers. At Christmas time, our hearts so easily get distracted by trivial things like Santa, shopping, buying and wrapping, torn by real issues like terrorism and racial injustice, chronic illness, and natural disasters. This year, let's be different. Let's let God change our perspective as He takes us to Bethlehem and reminds us that nothing truly hinges on who rules what country or what devastation touches our hearts. Your life, your joy, and your peace rest with the King of Kings, that baby born millennia ago, heralded only by angels. Christmas beckons us to the King who conquers every darkness, our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. No matter what distracts or threatens us, this is the message we proclaim year-round at Insight for Living Ministries. It's all made possible through your financial support. From border to border in this country and now spanning the globe, your generous donations point people to the all-powerful, ever-gracious King. As we approach the 31st of December, I can assure you that our financial need appears insurmountable. And yet, with many gifts from many friends, whether large or small, we can reach and even exceed the goal. This Christmas, I urge you to give generously so that weary hearts can rejoice in Christ. Through our focused attention and our extravagant gifts, let's receive our King together.
All right, thanks, Chuck. And when you give today, you're invited to request the brand new Christmas concert DVD called Let Earth Receive Her King. Viewing this DVD will give your family a front row seat at Stonebriar Community Church to participate in this magnificent Christmas celebration, including the musical selection you heard at the beginning of today's program. The DVD is yours when you give a much-needed year-end donation to support the ministry of Insight for Living. If you're listening in the United States, give by calling 1-800-772-8888 or go to insight.org. It helps immensely when you remember to tell us where you hear Chuck's teaching. We want to be sure your station receives recognition for your commitment to the ministry of Insight for Living. Once again, if you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888. You can also go online to insight.org. Friday, Chuck Swindoll encourages us to reflect on the wonder of the first Christmas, right here on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, God Chooses His Servants, was copyrighted in 2016 and 2017, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2017 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.